this fucking sucks. Yeah, this just fucking sucks. I don't know.
You okay, buddy?
Yeah. I think what I'm trying to deal with right now is to not take a shit all over a lot of things. So, for instance, I saw the movie 1917. It's the one that won Best Picture from the Golden Globes. Everyone's saying it's the front runner to win Best Picture. Here's the thing. I thought it was a good movie, but there's a but. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I didn't really get a sense of, like, if they had cell phones, there wouldn't have been the fucking movie. You know what I'm saying? The whole movie is just these guys delivering a message. They could have just texted that. But instead, they had to go all the way out through all this war shit, and they just fucked it up. Not only that, but there was no...
Bless you.
I'm atheist.
You don't go anywhere when you die.
Yeah, so I don't know why the fuck you're... I think you're just saying bless you to me to make yourself feel better and more godly and righteous. Because my soul's not escaping from my body. It's not like, you know, had you not said bless me or bless you, my soul would have just been pulled down to the depths of hell, you know?
Well, what if I was just, like, trying to be polite to you?
I don't know. It's kind of like do or do not. There is no try. Kind of like what Yoda said. But the last few Star Wars movies were just fucking terrible.
Yo, man, you, like, okay. You seem, like, really, I don't know, like, out of it or upset or...
just everything fucking sucks, man. Okay, we just went to a diner and, I had an okay time. Like, the food was just kind of fucking... I don't know. I've had it so much better everywhere else. And Okay, with the hash browns, here's what I fucking hate about the hash browns. They're crispy on top, and then they're mushy in the middle.
You know, man, you're being, like, kind of hella negative right now.
I'm just telling it like it is.
Are you?
Yeah.
Or are you just being negative?
No, because I'm being a realist.
A realist?
A realist.
I mean... It sounds like you're just, like, shitting on everything.
No. Well, what's the point of being happy and hopeful? Like, you know, nothing's all fucking rainbows and sunshine. You gotta, like, think practically in these situations or else you're gonna get fucking, like somebody's gonna, like, completely take advantage of you one day and you're just gonna keep getting shit. So do you just keep getting shit or do you say something?
Well, I mean, I think it's worthy of note that while there's a lot of negativity and space to be realistic and practical, you also got to know when to look at the bright side of things. Because otherwise, you're just going to want to fucking die.
Well, you're going to die anyway. So what's the fucking point of doing anything, really? Like, nothing really matters at the end of the day. So why even try?
Could you give me a second? I'm going to go kill myself now.
All right. Still waiting.
Well.
I don't know how to open up this show because I really don't have anything to say about... because the show fucking sucks. That's all I'm saying. The show is fucking... No one's listening to this shit.
Shut up.
It's fucking...
Shut up!
You know, we're not going to be
so
famous.
Negative Nancy?
You know, it's fucking
you're
cold.
So, why are you being so negative?
It's cold outside.
It is cold outside, but yeah. But at least the sun is shining. At least it's a nice day out.
So, there are two ways of looking at life that I often hear about more often than not. The power of positive thinking... And the baseline of just thinking about everything negatively. Most of the time, at least throughout my life, I thought myself as a negative person. I didn't even know it. I was just really highly critical of most movies that I saw, most songs that I heard, most food that I ate, most people that I've met, most jokes that I thought were funny or unfunny. And I noticed after a long period of time, I just kind of prepared... I wasn't preparing for the worst. I just expected shitty quality of everything, and I thought I knew better. On the other hand, there's a lot of people who try to think positively, and they see the world through a completely different lens than I do. I've really tried to improve myself over the past few years of thinking positively, because my default is that negative mindset of just always looking at the shit, just always thinking, you know, this is not as good as it could be. No matter how minute or how grand, there's just always something to critique, and after a while, it just gets really fucking draining. So the upside to that is shit sucks. But the other side to that is maybe it's not so bad after all. This is Coffee and Catastrophe with Brett and Gabby.
Dude, even talking with you, even when you're like pretending to be negative, it just like brings me back to like how hard it can be with people who like are in that negative mindset. And like, I don't say that as a means of shutting people down who are like having negative thoughts, because like, I don't think there's anything wrong with negative thoughts. I don't think that we should shy away from the negative, because oftentimes the forcing of positivity, or like when you force yourself to be positive, I think you're overlooking reality. Like, you're not actually looking at the reality of a situation. Like, forced positivity is a form of avoidance. You know what I mean?
Give an example of positivity gone wrong.
So like, there's workplaces where if you are not positive all the time, you're considered to be like undermining the team and undermining the workplace or the project because you're not being positive enough. So like, for example, like if you have a valid criticism about a new initiative, if you pose it, then they're like, oh, you're just negative, you're just against blah blah blah. And it's like, no, I have a valid criticism. But then the problem becomes, well, if you're never willing to listen to both sides of it, like the pros and the cons, the positives and the negatives, then you're just kind of avoiding. I think there is an element of truth with like the reality of like looking at the negative of things, you know what I mean? Because otherwise you're just like kind of burying your head in the sand.
Yeah, I've also noticed the people who look at things more negatively, they're automatically in this sort of cool group where it's kind of cool to be negative about shit.
Oh, totally. Yeah, totally. Is it just weird or can you not hear me?
I mean, I can't really hear you. Is your waveform coming in?
My waveform's coming in. It's smaller than yours, and then I just wonder if I can even hear myself. Like, I can only hear me through the headphones through you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I can't hear you. Like, I can hear me perfectly right
now.
Yeah,
but I can't hear you at all. I can't hear me at all. But the waveform's coming in, it's just really small. Why is this so frustrating? Oh my god.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I just feel like I've been had after I spent all this money on this stuff.
The positive side of that is if you bought this for your purpose of recording, you're only going to be recording yourself.
Yeah, I know. That is true. It's just like the negative of it is like, I guess the positive of it is it's like new equipment and it's exciting and it's mine, but it's also like, God, I'm still like learning how to use it. And I mean, like the first recording we ever did wasn't perfect. And I think, like, the waveform is still coming in. Like, I can't hear myself really right now, but, like, I guess it's just going to be what it's going to be.
I mean, the only really negative side about this is I'm looking out your window right now, and I just see an old man jerking off with a flaccid penis.
Oh, my God, do you? Oh, my God, seriously?
No, not at all.
Aw, damn.
Bye.
I'm not going to describe it just for my own personal safety and well-being, so like no one knows where I live. But when you look outside, what's across the street from me? I mean, it's the living embodiment of like the end and negativity. And then if you look farther that way, you see like a symbol of hope. It's this weird dichotomy right outside my window.
There's a lot of death and rebirth, both spiritually and physically, just within a 2-block radius.
Mm-hmm. And also a lot of liquor stores.
So that, what better than to have all that shit around you? If you ever want to have a good time or make a good time even better, yeah. Or if you want to ruin your family's Christmas.
This is the block to do it. Yeah, no. So in terms of positivity and negativity, though, I think the first time I ever learned that this could be like a dichotomy in life was I was like, God, I must have been, I was in kindergarten. I was probably 4 or 5. And this friend that I had said, there's a glass of water in front of you. Is it half empty or is it half full? And I said, it's both. And she's like, no, it can only be one or the other. And I'm like, that's not true. If you have a glass of water that's half full, it is both half full and half empty. And she was like, no, it's only one. And I'm like, okay, I guess it's half empty. And she's like, that means you're a pessimist and you think negatively. And I remember being like, fuck you, Anne. You're a little bitch. That's not nice of you. You know what I mean? Like, I knew that that like wasn't a good thing, but that was the first time I'd ever been introduced to the concept of like, positivity, negativity. Is that, was that also your first introduction to that concept?
I would say my baseline is negative because I don't want to give it the excuse. I'm just so used to shit going wrong. Like whether there's a tragedy, there's a nice day, there's expectations. A lot of it stems from my punctuality.
Mm.
I seem to be one of the very few people I've ever met in my life to where if I say, let's hang out at 11 o'clock, I'm there early.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people, and even the world, they show up 15 minutes late, yeah. 10 minutes late,
yep.
whenever. I'll give you an example. I was at a party 2 weeks ago, and it said, party starts at 4 o'clock. Got there at 4:30. There was only like 2 people there.
Yeah.
And it didn't really pick up until an hour later.
Yeah. That's what I would say most people, like, they'll get invited to a party that starts at like 9 and they do not show up till like 10, 10:30. I'm guilty of that. I'm guilty of like walking in like an hour late because I want to be there when all the people are there.
Like, it just drives me fucking crazy when I'm late to anything, whether it's like a sporting event or a wrestling event or starting a pay-per-view, definitely going to the movies.
Oh, going to the movies and being late is like, that's just... oh, I hate that. And people are like, well, there's all the previews. I'm like, I don't fucking care. I want to be there on time.
Yeah. You know, buses and work. There's still so many people that show up to work late and they wonder why they get fired.
I know. Oh, my God. I remember, or like not showing up to your fucking gig at all. Like, I remember working at Hot Topic and I had sales associates. And on the one hand, they're like 16. Like, what do they really... It's usually their first job, right? And they are still learning responsibility. And like the amount of times like kids would not show up for their shifts. Oh my God. It was asinine. Or call in the day of. And it's like, you motherfucker, you don't know what you're doing.
I closely meld expectations with time.
In what way?
So especially with the punctuality, I expect things to start a certain way and I expect other people to adhere to just, you know, following that rule of time. You know, we have to be there at a certain time. We have to get there at a certain time. We have to leave at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I have an expectation that high, I can only go down. Yep. And I usually crash land as well.
Yep.
A lot of the time, negativity, I will say this. It simplifies everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're never let down. You're just always in that state of down.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is ever good.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can get better. No one, even when you talk shit about your friends, which I'm guilty of as well, you're not a good friend. Mm-hmm. And trying to change that to thinking positively is not to ignore all side, the, like just to only be biased on one side, just right. to only focus on the yin and the yang, but to say, well, maybe there's hope in the good as well.
I think that's a part of growing is recognizing like how to balance it, because I do think that a certain level of negativity prepares you for the worst. And I'm not saying that like going to the worst possible place is a good idea all the time, because it keeps you safe and small in negative ways rather than positive ways. But at the same time, like I think we've all met the people who are just so low and so in their negativity that it's like I kind of look at them and I'm like, how are you alive right now? Because through all the negativity like that exists, like how do you keep going? Like if you are just going to be, this is like really condescending of me, if you're just going to be Eeyore all the time, what's the fucking point? Like, what keeps you going? Just like continuing to be negative. And like, I also like want to caveat that by saying that like, I've had experiences in my life where people have told me that like, well, you're too angry, you need to drop that, or you're too sad and you need to drop that. And I think that there's times and places where you need to feel all of that negativity and you need to be upset and you need to allow yourself to feel all of that. What I think is really bad is when someone's like, you just need to get over it. But at the same time, I legitimately wonder, like, if you're just looking at the negative all the time, how do you go on existing? Like, how do you have the will to continue? Because, like, I would literally just kill myself.
I feel that myself, and I've definitely been there. Just having this conversation right now, I'm trying to boil it down. And what's coming to mind right now is that having a negative mindset, you're focused on the result, whereas having a positive mindset, you're focused on the path.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a positive mindset that focused on the result, that's more akin to only good things are going to happen. Everything's going to work out just fine. I'm going to be successful. This is going to work into my favor. It's all going to be happy at the end.
Right.
Whereas if you are positive about the path is knowing I'm just going to try.
Right.
I'm going to, even if I do fail and fuck up, at least I was able to get that effort. At least I asked for the phone number. At least I went to school. At least I gave it a shot at work.
Mm-hmm.
At least I so you're trying to focus more on the path. Whereas if you thought of a negative result, this movie's going to suck.
Right.
But the path to negativity, I can't quite articulate that as of yet. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
where it's almost like you're getting caught up in all of the little things that could come up in the way instead of the end, that type of a thing.
Yeah. And it seems like with
like if it's a road, literally looking at all the little potholes instead of what's at the end of the road.
Yeah. That even still is based on like a negative end. You know what I'm saying? Like the path, right. At least with the positive, there's the attempt.
Yeah.
You know, even if you were to spin that with a negative mindset, you would at least come to the conclusion, even though other shit might happen, something good might come out of it.
Yeah.
Whereas if you spin this the other way around, like I'm trying to put together a negative path that's not a negative result. So for instance, like if perhaps you are in a relationship with someone who you think is not going to work out, you know it's doomed from the very beginning. Or if you buy a car with 300,000 or like 200,000 miles on it, like, I just don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I just can't. It seems like I feel confident with the other definitions I gave. But with this one, I just can't quite articulate that. And I think it's just because the negative always is focused on the end result and never the path.
I think that sometimes I'm going to go to what was coming up. For me, was like, I think what gets me down in my negativity most, or I should say the things that are most negative to me right now, are probably about things where I'm like, they're not really end focused in the sense of like, so like, I want to record music. The end, I'm not focused on the end of like the music being bad. When I get negative is when I get bogged down in the process of like, I don't know how to record that, or I don't know how to mix that properly, or I don't know if the, it's interesting because I'm like wondering like, is that process or is that product focused? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in a lot of ways, I think maybe what we should say then is just that negativity is focused upon anything preventing the end result, any hiccup, any little thing that's like getting in the way. Which doesn't make sense. I don't know. Versus positivity. I mean, you know what it is? Positivity and negativity is like going through the same experience, but like you choose what to look at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in any journey, in any adventure, you can choose to focus on the shit that went wrong or the shit that went right. But I think the people who got it best know how to look at both and take all of it in.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Because, like, again, like I said earlier, like, this forced positivity of, like, you know, don't think negatively. There was one, I used to listen to Law of Attraction shit by like Abraham Hicks, and like, they would say things like, you know, you need to be positive all the time. You can't let your negativity spiral out of control, because that's, you'll just get more negativity when you do that. But it's so, it doesn't make sense, because if I choose to not look at the negative, or like as I see reality, all I'm doing is like, again, refusing to see reality, and I'm living in my own fucking bubble. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, choosing to not look at the negative means not facing reality and just avoiding. You know what I mean? And like, I'm not saying like you should sit in negativity all the time. That's not it at all. But there is an element of reality to it, for sure. Like, can't just sit in the negative, but you also just can't sit in the positive.
I think negativity rears its ugly head when it's used as a form to connect with people.
I agree. Where it's like commisery.
Yeah. So for instance, it's not negative if I went and washed my hands in your sink, and instead of drying them off, I went outside right now and it's like 15 degrees.
Yeah.
It's saying I'm going to more than likely freeze my goddamn hands off. At least a lot more than if I had dry hands with gloves on. Mm-hmm. Negativity is saying, at least in a way to connect people, it's just saying, the cold fucking sucks. This sucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always kind of that thing to, like, relate to other people. When you're trying to find out common interests based off of just mundane things. Like, what food do you like? What movies do you like? You know, there's always that snob. With music, with movies, with food, there's always this expectation of the best, or everything's subpar. And you could just feel it when they're talking, even if what they're saying is true to some extent. The new Star Wars movie, for example, I previously talked about that. The positives of the movie are positive. The negatives definitely outweigh everything else.
Well, and as you said, like, Star Wars fans are the hardest group of motherfuckers you could ever try to please. And a part of me thinks that is because first off, they've gone through a lot. The prequels, that was hard to get through. So after watching your favorite franchise get fucked with a bit, I can understand why you're protective and you're upset about how these things are going to work. But ultimately, to me, it's like, when do you allow the positives to just exist and allow them to take space and not shit all over them and be like, it wasn't a good movie because they didn't do X, Y, Z. And like, one of my coworkers, Kevin, who I love very dearly, he saw the opening movie, the movie on opening night. And I still haven't seen it, by the way. And he was like, you know, it was cowardly writing and it's fan service and blah, blah, blah. And he had like a lot of criticisms, and it was kind of like, I hear you, but it's also like, I don't know. It's like, when are you gonna allow the good to flow through? Because like, even with something like the movie, The Room, which has a lot of negatives, it's still a positive in that it's super fucking funny to watch with your friends.
Yeah. And you can tell Tommy Wiseau poured his heart into making that movie. So you could tell, even though it was shitty, this was his passion project. And it was, and he went through blood, sweat, and tears to make that piece of shit.
I did not hit her. I did not hit her. Oh, hi, Mark.
It's almost shocking how, you know, something that bad, like, if that was made by a major studio, like if that was a Steven Spielberg movie with a high budget and he just wrote this because, you know, he was taking a shit one day and he scribbled down some notes on toilet paper with lipstick that he just has in his bathroom for some reason. Mm-hmm. And he just said, fuck it, I'll make this movie and make whatever. Yeah, it'd be a bigger letdown. I do think more negatively about the Joker movie.
See, I still haven't seen it. I was actually thinking about watching it yesterday when it was so cold and I was just chilling out. I was like, oh, maybe I'll rent that. You know, there's more and more people coming out saying that it wasn't actually that good of a movie.
I have a lot of criticisms for that movie that I think at least are valid in the sense where I'm able to back up why I didn't like the movie as opposed to just saying, oh, it's a piece of shit.
You know, I think I think there's a difference, truly, between criticism and being negative. Being negative, where that feeling of like a person digging their heels in to not see the good in anything or like whatever the thing is, like, I think that's negativity. Criticism, I don't think, is actually negative. Criticism, having a critical eye, a critical view on something, I don't really think is that bad at the end of the day. Obviously, if you are like critiquing someone that doesn't want to be critiqued, or you're critiquing something that, like, for example, like, art is made to be critiqued. It just is. People write reviews about it. We talk about it. We write and record podcasts on it. Like, there's a difference between criticism and then just like shitting on something and being negative. You know what I mean? Like, example, someone does something really nice for you. Like, let's say for your birthday, and they bake you a chocolate cake with vanilla frosting, and you actually like, okay, it's your favorite flavor of cake. You could choose to be critical because they like overbaked it slightly. Like, maybe that's a valid criticism, but then you play the thing of like, oh, do I really need to say that? Like, no, they did something nice for you. Being negative would just be like, this cake tastes like fucking shit, and it's like, this cake is horrible. This is a bad example, but I'm just trying to say there's like a difference between like criticism that's valid and just being negative and digging your fucking heels in and being a dick about shit. You know what I'm saying?
Would you say criticism is more like you're trying to separate the wheat from the chaff? You're trying to at least preserve all of the good and then being at least honest with the critiques of the bad?
Right. Like there's a difference between just being a dick and shitting on things. And like, I guess at the end of the day, criticism in its purest form is almost like an act of hope in that you're going to point out the flaws, so ideally they're addressed later on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Versus like negativity, you're just shitting on it and you don't care if it gets better. You know what I mean?
I can probably tell a lot of people won't like how I feel about the Joker movie.
Mm-hmm.
So on one hand, here's the positives about the movie. The fact that it is a character study of a superhero movie, that's bananas.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, epic gunshot fucking war, you know, like, big screen, $500 million budget. It's a quiet character study of a comic book villain.
Yep.
And it's mature.
Yep.
It's very adult and very dark.
Yep.
But I thought it was very shallow in its depiction of the character.
Well, and like that's what I had heard that it like it's a character study, but beyond that, it's like what's the content? Like, really, what is it in the end of the day? Like, this is one of Joker's origins, and on the one hand, Joaquin Phoenix did a great job as this actor, but at the same time, I've also heard it's just like kind of weird. Like, it's not weird. That's not a good descriptor. I just heard that it like really wasn't as good as people claimed it to me. And I think that this is the difference between like critical and negative. I think I can be critical of the anti-hero concept and that like the people who like glomp on to the anti-hero as their hero. I'm critical of that because I just don't buy into it. And sometimes like it's really not as sophisticated. It's not as sophisticated as like they think it's going to be, like, oh, how controversial, we're going to make a movie about the anti-hero. Like, it's really actually not that controversial or that big in the end. Versus me being negative, I could just be like, Batman fucking sucks and the Joker's the worst villain ever. This movie's going to suck and Joaquin Phoenix is a weirdo. Meh.
That is the voice of negativity.
Isn't it? I don't think it sounds like anything else.
So I think if you trivialized anything in its most basic form and use that voice, you could make anything sound ridiculous. Even stuff that people love. Like football. Yeah, you're just tossing around a fucking ball and you're just tackling into each other's dicks and you throw the ball and then you dance and you get paid tens of millions of dollars.
I think it sounds like that exactly. And, like, there's just people in life who all they want to do is be negative. And if, like, that's what they fucking want, like let them be in their misery at a certain point. Like, and I'm not talking about people who are like clinically depressed. I think that's important. Like, I'm talking about the people who just like, there are people who just dig their heels in and refuse to see the good. Those people can fuck right off. People who are depressed and anxious or in like really low places. Like, I'm not talking about those people because those people aren't shitting on everything. You know what I mean? Those people are like upset or they have trauma. Well, we all have trauma, but you know what I mean? Like, there's other things at play. It's not just like, oh, that fucking sucks. It's like, wow, everything fucking sucks and I hurt everywhere. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I think that the issue is that like when you force everyone to be like jolly and happy and smiles all the time and to not look at criticism or to not look at the negative, it's just fake. It's like, it's literally like painting a Joker's smile on everything. It's bullshit. It's not fucking real.
I agree with that. I also noticed there's such a thing as passive negativity.
What do you mean by that?
I experienced it recently. What I mean by passive negativity, it's somebody being negative or bringing up something completely different when you want a moment to share in the positivity. I'll give you an example. I recently bought a new car. I'm not going to go into all the details of like the process of what happened. When I came home with the car, I felt very happy that I actually have, like, this is like a newer car, you know, I'm making, you know, like, it was a big triumph for me to get my life together and boost my credit score by 100 points and save up a little bit of money to have a decent down payment, get rid of my old piece of shit car, and actually have this. So when I told somebody that I have this car, I wanted them to celebrate with me, like, oh, that's so cool, you know, let's go for a ride in it. What are the features in it? Oh, wow, that's great. Can I see pictures? How do you feel about that? I wanted to hear that. The first thing I heard was, did you get death insurance? I was like,
what?
What? Like, yeah, right? I just heard, did you get death insurance? And I said,
What is death insurance?
I guess, I don't even know.
That was the first thing the person asked, though. Well, let's push aside what the fuck is death insurance. I've only heard of life insurance. Really? That was the first thing the person said?
Yeah. Did I get death insurance with the car? Meaning, I guess if I died, then the car is taken care of or paid off or some sort. I didn't look up into this. It's just assuming.
This is something I've never heard of before.
I know.
You're also not planning on dying anytime soon. So, yeah. Right?
No, I mean, it's not in my plan.
Okay, good.
I don't want to die this year.
Okay.
Which is weird.
Okay. No. It's a good thing. It's just feels foreign.
Yeah, but nothing else is going to happen.
There was an interview with Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance, author of Umbrella Academy, and he's got some solo work. And he was at some panel thing and he was talking about his mental health. And he's like, yeah, I don't want to die anymore. It's kind of weird.
That's how I feel. But fucking death insurance.
Fucking death insurance.
And I said no. And they're like, why the fuck didn't you get death insurance? And I said, I bought, it wasn't on my mind when I went to buy the car. I just want, well, do you plan on getting death insurance? And like, I don't know. Probably not. What the fuck? I'm like,
it's like the first thing they wanted to know was that if you die, is your debt going to die with you? That's basically what they're asking. Like, if you die, motherfucker, do we have to take care of this shit?
Like, I just wanted to let the moment sink in that I have working headlights. Light comes out of the front of the fucking vehicle. You know what I'm saying?
And it's a really nice fucking car.
It's a really nice car. It's the nicest car I've ever owned.
It's such a nice car. But it's such a good car.
I didn't buy death insurance.
Whatever the fuck that means.
No, why didn't you go back to that man right now?
And
you tell that man to re-sign the contract with death insurance.
That is some fucked up shit, dude.
That's the passive negativity, where it's not saying the car sucks. It's taking away that moment of celebration.
I've totally been there where it's like, oh, this is like a really sore one from my youth. It's what's resonating and coming up with me for me is like bringing my report card home and having 4 A's and a B and then being met with, why is that one a B?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's even passive negativity, though. I think that was some active negativity.
So, like, passive negativity in that sense would be, I got 4 A's and 1 B. Why didn't you buy death insurance? Or
why, it always ends in, why didn't you buy death insurance?
Or why didn't you take another class?
Why didn't you take another class? Yeah.
Why did you take so long to study?
Or why is your major blank? Or why did it take you so long to do X? Or hey, I bought you this card, but you forgot to buy milk. Oh, geez, I did.
Oh, God. Okay. Whenever you clean any space for somebody and then you miss one tiny little speck or like there's maybe like a tiny cobweb in the corner, like whatever it is, like this thing is spotless. This room is completely fucking spotless that you clean for them. And then they notice it like, yeah, you didn't do that. It's like, no, I cleaned all of this shit. And you notice just that one little thing. It's draining. It really is.
Yeah, it definitely is. And it tests you in terms of like, do I like succumb to the negative or what? You know? And like, yeah, there's people who just like want to wallow and like hate themselves and hate their life and everything that's ever happened to them. And like, again, I'm not talking about like people who have like severe trauma and like should go to therapy and like work that shit out. I'm just talking about people who like, or people, fuck, people who recognize that they have massive trauma that they should work through, but they refuse to, or they refuse to go get help, or they like know there's an issue, but they like won't do anything about it. What the fuck's with that? Like, do you want to just have an excuse to hate your life for forever? Okay, go do that.
Are you okay, Gabby? Man,
I've been reduced to a negativity goat.
It's cool to shit on the negatives, and it's also cool to be negative as well.
That's the thing. It is like I think of like the goth kids on South Park, where it's like cool to be negative and shit on things. Goths hate the world. The world hates emos. That type of thing, where like goths just shit on everything.
Yeah.
Or like, oh my god, the political climate, where like everything is negative. And I mean, like, I guess it just fucking is. Like, I think it's pretty negative. Like, I struggle to see a light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not gonna lie. It's really fucking hard for me to like look at the current political landscape and be like gung-ho about that one. But
yeah, because I know you want Trump to be in office for another 4 years.
That is, and no, I'll go on record in saying that's definitely the opposite of what I want to happen.
Oh yeah, that's right. You like Pence. You want him to be in office.
I thought you said Pens, like P-E-N-Z or P-E-N-S, and I was like, Pens? Oh, no, Pence.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No, I'll go on record as saying is the Trump-Pence administration, not a fan.
Okay.
Harshly not a fan. But the thing is that, like, when you talk to people about, like, okay, you don't like Trump, so you're going to vote for who? Or like, well, okay, so like, you don't like this administration. What are you going to do to make sure it doesn't happen again? Well, even if so-and-so gets into office, it's still going to fucking suck and the world's fucked and blah, 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 climate, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, yeah, dude, I fucking get it. It's the fucking apocalypse outside. But are you going to do something about it? Are you going to like try to do anything? Are you going to like try to like help at all? Are you going to try to help like vote? And like, I know that's also like a very privileged of me to be like, oh, just vote and everything will be fine. Like, no, it's not exactly how it's going to be. But at the same fucking time, it's like, if you want to shit on everything, but then you don't want to like actually like fucking do anything about it, like, I have no time for you. But also, again, I want to like caveat, like, there's people who have trauma and it's like had these experiences that like really bring them down. And like, I don't know, it's really tricky. It's easy to demonize people who have been so burned by the systems that feel that there's no hope. It's easy to burn them, and that's a point of privilege. But I also hate when they're like, there's nothing we can do. It's all horrible. We're in a state of darkness. We're all fucked. There's nothing we can do. Like, that doesn't fucking help either.
All right. I'm just going to... This whole thing's going to be fucking... Oh, man. Actually, I do have a valid question.
What's your valid question?
What happened to all the little people? Like, what happened to them?
Wait. What do you mean?
Where are they?
What do you mean?
When I was growing up, I would just see them walking around just doing shit. More like, I couldn't tell you the last, like, not even Game of Thrones, like, not even Peter Dinklage. What the fuck happened to all the little people?
Okay. I'm laughing because I'm now going through my memory and thinking the same question, but I also, there wasn't a lot of little people where I was growing up.
No, not necessarily where I was growing, like in life. There was just a little, like, there was more little people just doing shit, like getting pretzels.
I have no idea. I know we've lived like literally two different lives because like we're two different people, like literally, but like, I have no idea what you're talking. Like, I'm literally trying and I like, where did you see all these little people?
Just around. Like, they just be chilling, just doing shit and just be like waving, say, hey, sir. And I'm like, what's up? And I couldn't tell you the last time I saw a little person. Okay. Here's another valid question I have in terms of criticizing. How come there are no bathroom accessible stalls or urinals to accommodate little people?
Well, okay. I don't have a penis. I've never used a urinal. Isn't there usually like a child's urinal? And like, would a little person be able to use that?
A lot of bathrooms I use, it's like normal size dick level. And it's not like there's a few.
You mean average height?
Average height dick urinal, like where the dick should be.
I also like, seriously, like I have like no. I remember like reality TV really lomped onto little people like in the mid 2000s. But like, I don't remember seeing like, I don't know how to describe this. Like, I don't remember like, or here's the thing. Maybe like I saw little people, but I wasn't like thinking about it as, or committing it to memory as you did.
Like, no, cause what the fuck happened?
I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
Listeners, do me a favor. Go on a fucking treasure hunt and just find, or at least tell me, do you know just one little person in your life? Not only that, but just go to the places you work or commute to or go to school and tell me if there are any accommodations in the bathroom for little people. That's what I want to know. It seems like we don't give a shit about them. And it just...
Well, I think legitimately, the world is pretty bad. The United States, the world is pretty bad about accommodating people with different abilities, period. You know, like, there's reports on like, while a school or facility will be required to be accessible by a wheelchair, like the amount of actual places that are accessible via wheelchairs is like there's like actually like a very minimal percentage of them are. I think that goes for a lot of groups of people. Again, I think that goes for like pretty much any group of people that has been marginalized, any group of people that has been ostracized, you know. I think of like a personal example of like someone in my life with like a physical disability is like my uncle, who's both blind and deaf, and like how he can get around by himself, but there's still things that stand in the way, like cities standing in the way of making it completely accessible for him. Like, he can't Like, example, like when sidewalks aren't taken care of, you increase the risk. Like, he's blind, he'll use his cane, but like it increases the likelihood of like him hurting himself. And like, again, if a person was in a wheelchair, like having a lot of cracks in the sidewalk makes it difficult for them to access things. Same with the fact that like there was some video, it was a few years ago, but if I'm not mistaken, this guy has cerebral palsy and he uses a wheelchair. And they had this video where he was in New York City and he was trying to get a rainbow bagel. And he like demonstrated how difficult it was to go to this facility because it like didn't have a ramp. There was like only certain subway stations were accessible to wheelchairs, like all these different things. I think ultimately this is like a good situation to talk about like differently able-bodied people. And because there will be some people who say, oh, but the positive is we have wheelchair accessible bathrooms, or we have this, or like with my uncle, there's an organization that will come to his house and give him a bit of technology, show him how to use it, vary up the screen so that he can actually see it with his eyes. And like, oh my God, isn't that amazing? Yes. But there's also the negative, or I guess not even the negative, just the criticism. And this is the difference, because I'm not shitting on those things, but my criticism is it's not enough.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. What the fuck? And again, there's like that difference between like positive, negative, and being critical. Maybe it's like, maybe it's that when you're critical, you see the positive and the negative. I should say the positive and the things that need to be critiqued. I'm still hung up on the fact that like you like saw a lot of little people. Like I still am like, I'm still in a space of like, what do you mean? Like
the grocery shopping, being a cashier in a school, like just fuck, like around, just doing shit.
I don't actually remember seeing a lot of little people growing up. Again, I remember reality TV, like really like, there was one show on like TLC, if I'm not mistaken. Like, I remember that. And there was like a series of shows, but like, I would have to say, I don't really remember a lot of little people being around when I was coming up. Not in my suburb. I don't know. Do you think that maybe you remember it more just because like you hadn't seen a little person as often as you saw average sized people? And so like, your brain just really latched onto that memory.
It was just my experience as a kid where I thought it was a more of a normal part of life than it is now.
Like more common.
Yeah. Even just seeing people in wheelchairs. There was occasionally like a person in a wheelchair, but back in the day I saw shitloads of like places.
I will say, do you remember like in the 90s textbooks that you'd get, there would always be like a student in a wheelchair?
Yeah, every single one. And they always had a basketball for some reason.
I'm laughing because I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. It's like the image of the kid in the wheelchair with a basketball. Like, whoa, like, I just like, why did you have to always put them with a basketball?
My thing was, like, upon further examination of some of those pictures, it was never a kid with an actual disability. It was just a regular ass kid in a wheelchair with a basketball. Because they couldn't find a fucking actual.
Yeah. Well, that's like the issue with, okay, that's like a perfect example of like what's happened like in so many different medias. The first one that came to my head was like in the musical version of West Side Story, where they didn't have any Puerto Rican actors. They just put white guys in brown face. Like that. Or when like in Hollywood, where they like don't hire a transgender actor, they just hire like a cis actor, like what's his face, 30 Seconds to Mars, Jared Leto, when he portrayed that character in Dallas Buyers Club, and everyone's like, or you could just hire a trans woman, and like, yeah,
but it's acting. Like they could have, like with Star Wars, they could have hired an actual Jedi. And they fucking didn't.
They could have hired an actual Yoda.
Scarlett Johansson in Black Widow. She's not an assassin. She has never killed a person.
Valid criticism right here. Did you see the Chernobyl show?
No, not on yet. HBO? Not yet. Okay.
Spoiler.
No, no, no.
They have British accents. Why do they have British accents? It takes place in Russia. Why do they have British accents? Wouldn't they have Russian accents? Wouldn't the show be in Russia? Shouldn't they like be speaking Russian because they're in Russia? Why don't they have Russian accents? Why do they have British accents? This always bothers me. Like, whenever there's a movie in a country that does not speak English, there's this weird trend of making all the people have British accents. Why?
Because no one just watches a random show in Russian and it's like, this is a great fucking show. I gotta watch it. They gotta, like, connect with it. I understand it's not accurate. It's, with Aladdin, it should have been all completely fucking subtitled.
Yes.
Same with Mulan.
Exactly. Exactly.
But
why?
Because, no, it's to make money.
Or Frozen with Norway and Norwegian. Like.
Yeah.
Well, this has been Coffee and Catastrophe with Brent and Gabby. What a lovely positive and negative episode. You can like us on Facebook at Coffee and Catastrophe. You can follow us on Twitter at CCWBG. Our website is coffeeandcatastrophe.com. We're on YouTube. Subscribe to us there. You can also listen to us on Stitcher, CastBox, of course, every episode on our website and on YouTube now. Anything else, Brent?
I don't know. Just look for some little people. Just let me know they exist, man. I'm scared.
Take care of yourselves and be good to each other.
I'm serious.